Hey guys, so today we're talking all about this mentality shift that you need to make of what questions you're asking yourself in order to stay motivated. Because a lot of the times you hear people talk and they're like, it's all about mentality, it all starts in your mind. But it's like, okay, well, how do I change my mentality, right? How do I go about improving that? Because with fitness, it's easier to see those improvements. It's easier to know what to work on. Mentality, not so much. So this one is going to be focused all about the questions that you ask yourself, because how you speak to yourself is really how you're going to end up seeing the results. And so the first one I came across by reading the book Take the Stairs by Rory Vaden. And it's talking about switching from asking yourself, what should I do? Should I go to the gym after work? Should I meal prep today? Should I X, Y, and Z? Asking yourself, what should I do? And that's going to lead to really inconsistent days. That's going to lead to a lot of times being like, well, yeah, I should work out, but I have this other thing I have to do. Yes, I should rest. I should get more sleep tonight, but I have all these other priorities. And when you ask yourself these how should I questions, a lot of the times the answer is just going to be pushing it down, being like, I'll do that later. I don't know how to fit that in. He suggests of switching from should to how. So by asking yourself those same questions, but instead of should I work out after work, it's how do I fit in a work today? Or how do I fit in a workout today? Instead of asking yourselves, should I order the salad? Should I go grocery shopping? Should I plan ahead? It's how do I fit in that grocery store trip? How do I fit in that meal prep? It's switching these shoulds to hows. And what's so important with this mentality shift is when you're asking yourselves shoulds, you're not sure about it yet. You're still unsure if that's for you. You're unsure about the results. You're unsure about the outcome. But when you start asking how, you're going to find a way to do it. That's committing to yourself. And that's the first part of self-discipline, self-confidence, all of that is the confidence comes from doing what you say you'll do. So if you're someone that's like, yes, I want to become stronger. So you tell yourself, how am I going to do that? Right? How? By going to the gym 4 times a week, weightlifting 4 times a week. Okay. So then when it gets to that day, say you're going to go Monday, you say, how am I going to fit it in? You do fit it in. And then that's a check mark of, I said I was going to get stronger. And here is my action that I took to get there. You are showing yourself, I can commit, and this is a priority. And so these are the mentality shifts of you haven't done anything differently. You haven't had more time in your day. You haven't had this huge shift, but just the mindset of switching to how. So I read this book, really liked it, took some notes on it, but it didn't really sink in until a few weeks later. I was scrolling through Instagram and this girl named Alyssa, she's on Instagram at Little Lists. She's a big name in the fitness world because she also has a podcast and she runs ultra marathons and all of that. And she wrote this post about people asking her how she stays balanced with everything. She's also getting her PhD along with running her online business and the ultras that I was just talking about. So it seems like she does it all. And people kept asking her, how do you do it? How do you balance? How do you fit everything in? How do you stay motivated? A lot of the same questions that I've been asked in my past too. And I love the way that she worded it. So she wrote this caption and it was talking about when she was younger and growing up, when she was doing things, people would always come at her with, why are you doing that? So she says in her post, you know, people were asking her why at the time of when she was 16 and her team was doing drills instead of just doing it once, she would do them twice. She would do them double. When she was in high school and she thought she was going to fail her first science class, she got 6 tutors and ended up getting the straight A's. When she started college, instead of going to the parties, she would spend Saturdays in the library. She worked 3.5 jobs throughout her time in college. At the same time, she would drive 9 hours for her master's to do research. There was all these things that when she was doing it at the time, people said, why? Why would you be getting these 6 tutors? Why would you be doing all this extra? I get the same things of, why are you writing a book with your podcast, with your 9-to-5, right? Like, you don't need the money from the book, so then why are you even writing the book? And they don't see it until you then show the results. And so now that she does do her PhD along with everything else, people go, well, how did you do that? And the question isn't the how, it's when people are asking the why, because she's always been doing it, but you do it before you get the results. You do it before you know exactly where it's leading you, but you do it just because you know it's the right thing. You do the healthy habits because you know it's going to turn you into the person you want to become. You go to the workouts because you know that you're going to feel stronger after. Maybe it's not immediate, maybe it is, but you know that in the long run, like, that's the type of person that you want to be, and those are the goals that you're trying to reach. And so I absolutely love how she describes this, because you don't see the years at the beginning. No matter what you're doing at the beginning, no one's really going to see and no one's really going to notice, including yourself. And this is when you kind of have to have that blind faith of everything will work out. And yes, it might not be great and it might not be the sunshine and rainbows, but the mentality that you have to have behind it is switching from these shoulds of what should I be doing? How should I be doing it? Into how am I going to start doing it? And switching from why am I doing this? This is so hard. Why am I doing this if the results take so long to get there? Why am I doing this if it worked faster for my sister? If I saw my aunt lose the weight, if this happened for everyone else and not me, instead of asking the why, it's still focusing on the how. So the fact that at the same point of times, I heard from two separate people of two different reframes going back to that how question, it like sparked the joy in me of like, yes, like now this is making sense. This is what I have been doing with my mentality without even realizing it, because you're not going to question yourself if you've already committed to it. You're not going to question yourself if you're like, yes, like this is just right. Make it another part of your job. I know that maybe Monday mornings you aren't chipper and excited to get up for work, but you wouldn't sit there being like, should I go in today? Or should I maybe get a strike or maybe get fired and suspended for just not showing up? You're not going to question that. You know that you have to get there. It doesn't matter if you went out the night before. It doesn't matter if you were having a bad day. Like, your boss usually doesn't care about that, which is unfortunate, but that's something different. But you still have to show up and get the work done. And so if you are struggling to find your place or find your consistency in a workout routine or in whatever habit you're trying to pick up, this mindset might be helpful for you. So I hope that you ask yourself today, how am I going to get it done? How am I going to step closer to my goals? How am I going to show up as the person that I want to be? And when you start asking yourself those questions, I think that you're going to see a big change. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast, at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast. Come say hi, come say what's up. I'd love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. See you next time.